Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm featuring a couple of interviews I did during Ragbri Stop in Kelowna on July 27th, first with City Administrator Ryan Slaba.
We were nervously optimistic with having Ragbri come through, not having ever experienced it in Kelowna. You don't know the magnitude of it. So it's gone very well. We had a nice plan. We had a nice committee that did really good work. And we had some local businesses that stepped up to create some neat experiences for the riders here today. And we've always got good food here in Kelowna. So we had, 30 plus vendors here to meet the needs of the riders. And I think the weather couldn't have done any better here today. So it's been a neat day to see it all come together.
And how's the day been so far with for you today?
It's been good. We started early this morning to try to get everything ready for them so that they could have a safe ride through the community, as well as get the vendors all set up. And quite a few of them were in Sigourney last night or at a Dayton stop yesterday. So, trying to get them hooked up and ready to go. We were about 9 a.m. We were 100%. So riders really started hitting the streets here probably 9:30, 10 o'clock. And it's been pretty steady since. So Kelly Littweiler over in Wellman does a good job of keeping me updated on how they're doing over there, because when they're busy, that means 20, 30 minutes later, we're going to be real busy. So it's gone well.
Yeah. And this year's Ragbri has featured a lot of Washington County towns. Mm-hmm. How's it been collaborating and communicating with Riverside and Wellman for this week?
It's been really well. So we each have our own unique committees, but we've kind of worked together in smaller groups to make sure that we're not stepping on anybody's toes with what they're trying to do or accomplish. We were all fortunate enough that the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort yesterday awarded all of our communities a total of $7,500 to split amongst us. So each community got $2,500 to try to go towards the betterment of this event. So we all kind of utilized it for our live entertainment, which really I think showcased through all of our communities here today. So that was nice. But I think, we all have the same goal: get people through and let them have a good time and experience the uniqueness of each of our communities. I think we've done that.
Well, after today, is the city hoping Ragbri will soon make another appearance in Kelowna?
Today might not be the day to ask me that, but I think we'll embrace it again soon.
I then talked with Iowa Mennonite School softball coach Catherine Nye about the softball team raising money for their program at Ragbri.
We have some of our players that are here selling for us. A lot of players are on vacation this week at the end of softball. A lot of players tend to go off and a lot are gone. And so these players that are here are dedicated to the team and want to help out. And so they and their parents are here as well, selling Kelowna bars as well as Gatorade and water and bananas.
Bananas are important.
They
and
are.
I've seen a lot of people eating the Kelowna bars with their bicycles.
Yes.
And I'm a big fan of Kelowna bars too, so I might have to grab one myself.
Right. So anybody who doesn't know, a Kelowna bar is a vanilla ice cream wrapped in chocolate made at Yachty's ice cream shop up the street, and then it's rolled in graham cracker crumbs, and then they have this nice little wrap that says old-fashioned Kelowna bar on it. So for the people around here, they're kind of an iconic item, and we thought we would pick up a Kelowna bar because there are supposed to be about 25,000 people coming through Kelowna today, and we figured everyone who were selling Kelowna bars today are probably going to run out. And
yeah.
I think I'm looking at our booth and feeling like we are going to run out. I think we just have a few packs left. So they're doing really well.
Mm-hmm. And what are you guys raising money for?
Well, we're a very small school, 1A, and we're trying to build a program at IMS and be known for. There are a lot of things IMS is known for, but one of the things, we want to put IMS softball on the map. So I've got a couple of really great assistant coaches, Randall Nye and Taylor Kurtz. Taylor went to Mid Prairie High School, and now she's coaching at IMS. And the three of us together want to put together a really strong program. So some of the things you have to do is work out in the off season. And I can't help with that. The coaches can't, but the girls can do it. So we can help them kind of, organize themselves. And then I can work with pitchers and catchers all year long. And so for that, we're actually trying to raise money for pitching coaches. I played softball, but I was not a pitcher. Taylor was, but she's away at college during the year. So I want to work out with some pitching coaches and get some lessons lined up for my pitchers. And we have a lot of young players. We're really excited about that, but we need some extra help in the off season. And so we're raising money for that, as well as always equipment that we need, that because there's a certain, you know, fund that sometimes we need some extra things, and so we just always want to have the money on hand to buy those things, mostly hitting stations.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Kelowna City Administrator Ryan Slaba and Iowa Mennonite School softball coach Catherine Nye during RAGBRAI Stop in Kelowna July 27th. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.